Browns fans, there's a lot of excitement in the air surrounding the home opener against the Miami Dolphins. Head coach Rob Gronkowski talked about all the anticipation and more in today's press conference.
Good morning. Well, finally, here we are, game week. We're excited about this week for a number of reasons. Firstly, we've up to this point been really a roster, and now is really the first time that we have our team together and, you know, becoming a team, and this is our team. And I've talked to the guys about that earlier this week. Also excited about opening up in First Energy Stadium. I know it's going to be rocking. It'll be great to see the fans again and get them out there, and it's going to be an electric atmosphere. And also excited about the opportunity to play the Dolphins, a very good football team from last year. Made a lot of off-season moves to improve their team, and it's going to be a great challenge for us. And, you know, we're looking forward to that and can't wait to get out there on the field. As you look at Miami, first off, I think they have an outstanding coaching staff. I have a lot of respect for Coach Philbin and his staff. Offensively, they're a West Coast style team, and, you know, they run some no huddle. So there's some things that we'll have to prepare for from that standpoint. They have a talented young quarterback in Tannehill, and you really can see the growth and the progress that he made over the course of last season as well as in the preseason. He's playing some of his best ball, had a great game against Tampa in the preseason. Mike Wallace, they picked up in the offseason, a dynamic receiver, speed receiver, a big play threat. And then with Hartline and Gibson, that gives them two guys that are excellent receivers, very dependable guys, and a really good group of receivers. They have an experienced offensive line. Obviously, Pouncey's one of the best in the game at his position. I know they have John Jerry coming back, so it'll be a good test for us up front. Defensively, it's an outstanding unit on defense. Their defensive line is excellent. They have a number of guys that are top-notch players. Wake, everybody knows about Cameron Wake. Soliai is a force in the middle, and Deion Jordan is going to be back for our game as well. So it'll be a big challenge for us up front from that side of the ball as well. They have very active linebackers. Picked a couple guys up in free agency in Ellerby and Wheeler, and those guys are a good group. That front seven is a very good group. And then they went out and shored up their secondary, and particularly at the corner position, picked up Brent Grimes and Dimitri Patterson, and those guys are playing very good football and are outstanding players as well. So from a special teams perspective, they have a good young kicker, rookie kicker, Sturgis. Their Brandon Fields is their punter and he has a big leg, and Thigpen is an outstanding return guy. So all three phases, there's significant challenges for us, and we're preparing to meet those challenges this week. I'll take questions.
I know every game is big, and I'm sure you're aware of the Browns' trouble in season openers. How important is it to get this win, and how do you look at an opener in terms of it being setting the tone for a season?
Yeah, you know, every game in this league is important, and we approach this game just like we do every other game. And that's how we'll go. And so this week will be about this game. It'll be the most important game we play this week. And then once we're past that and moving on through the course of the season, we're going to approach every week the same way.
Chet, how comfortable or uncomfortable are you at the kicking position, considering this city is used to perfection and Phil Dawson perhaps?
Well, I'm very comfortable. Billy was a guy that we looked at. Obviously, he had a good workout. He's played and knows the division. He's played here. He's kicked well in the preseason thus far. Outstanding as a kickoff guy. I think is 60% on his touchback percentage or so. And he's been in a Pro Bowl. So he's a resilient guy who, you know, I have faith. He's on our football team, and I have the utmost trust in him.
How much did that back injury sway your decision on Shane Graham?
It didn't. It didn't at all.
You were on the staff in 2004 when Butch Davis was the head coach. And as I recall, he dedicated almost the whole offseason to that first game against Baltimore. And they won that game, and it's the only one they've won. But did you see after that, I mean, was there a residual effect to that offseason planning that affected the following game?
Well, that's the danger in putting all your eggs in one basket. And, you know, as I recall, that we won that game, and then I can't remember exactly how many games we won that year, but it wasn't a lot. Other times I've been on teams that, you know, may have lost the first game and gone on, and I think we won 13 games one year when we lost the first game. So the key is the approach, the one-game approach that we're talking about, that this game is the most important game we're playing this week, and that's the approach we've taken, and we've talked to our guys all along about every segment, everything that we're doing is the most important thing at that particular time, whether it's OTAs, whether it's mini camp, whether it's training camp, whatever the practice is, whatever the meeting is, that's the most important thing, and that's the focus, and that's the only way I know how to do it.
In 07, I mean, you were the coordinator where it was a blowout loss in the first game, and then that was the year you won 10 games. What happened, other than the quarterback change that year, to cause that? That's a tremendous turnaround from 34-3 or whatever.
Yeah, I think we got better every week. And, you know, if you do that during the course of the season, continue to get better, then you put yourself in chances and give yourself chances to win games. And that's ultimately what you want to do, and then make the plays when you have the opportunity to win those games.
Where do you think Brandon is right now? And also, as you go into the season, is he going to be audibling at the line or allowed to do those type of things?
Yeah, we'll be doing those things, and I'm looking forward to seeing him. I think he's come a long way in really improving as a player, and he's grabbed a hold of the offense, and, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing him out there on Sunday.
Along those lines, I'm sure you had hopes and expectations about where he would be heading into your opener. How close is he to where you wanted him to be?
I think he's right on track.
If there's one area he's got to, you know, pick it up still, what would that be?
Well, I don't think there's anything that just stands out in that way. I think he needs to continue to progress as any player would that's, you know, at the experience level and where he's at. And each game, guys tend to get better. And, you know, the more experience they have, the more they learn. And, you know, the more that they grow through time.
How anxious are you about your corners, given that Chris hasn't played a whole lot in the preseason and then Leon kind of struggled a little bit in his first couple of games?
Yeah, I'm expecting no problems with Chris. You know, he'll be back, and he's played before, so it's not as big an issue as maybe it would with a younger guy. I think Leon's making improvements, and, you know, I trust that group. I think that Ray does a great job overall, and, you know, we'll do everything we can to put our guys in position to win.
Any issues only having
four of them? No, you know, I think that's pretty common. We do have some flexibility with our safety position and guys that potentially can play corner as well. So that helps out as far as the overlap with the numbers.
Jeff, can you get specific with this answer, please? What makes a quarterback from the first year to the second year normally a better player?
You know, I think just the familiarity typically with the game, what it takes to play in the NFL, because the first year, a lot of times, guys just don't know the difference, and there's a huge difference between college and the pros. And so going through that year, learning about that, how to prepare, what it really takes to be successful, I think they have a much better grasp. And obviously, you know, being in a system and going through and understanding the system a little bit better typically helps as well.
But then we didn't. Obviously, it's not in that same system. So, is it like starting over for a guy like that?
No, because he's gone through the process of playing in games, so that's a big part of it and a big adjustment. And the work he's put into, you know, he's played catch-up in terms of learning it, but he's put a tremendous amount of work in. So, from that standpoint, I think he's really, as I mentioned before, been able to grasp the system.
Was the kicking workout here or at the stadium?
It was here.
Why wouldn't you go to the stadium? Why not?
It was really windy the other day, and I thought we got enough wind to factor that in. It was outdoors. Yeah, we did it outdoors here.
Anyone else involved?
We're actually going to we're going to take them down the stadium and kick a little bit before we get to Sunday. So.
Is there anyone else involved?
We did. We had another guy. I'm not going to get into too many details of all the whole process we've gone through, but yeah.
What about Brian Daniel? You know, what are you seeing in him that you like? What challenges does he present to you guys?
Yeah, you know, again, he's a young guy. You can see how he's grasping things better on the field. He's extremely talented. He's got a great arm, very accurate. And he can really run. He can move. He's mobile. He can extend plays, and he can hurt you in, from that aspect. So it's something, you know, we got to make sure that we're approaching that.
First time we talked to you since you added, you made all the roster shuffle and that. Could you give your thoughts on, especially Rainey, since he seems to be now the number two guy behind Trent, and what you hope to get from him, and how much does he factor into the return game, especially on kickoffs now?
Yeah, we'll take a look at those guys this week, both guys, Johnson and Rainey, and as returners. We do have, as I mentioned before, we have a group that we feel confident about, but we'll take a look at those guys and see where they are. Rainey's been in a similar system from an offensive standpoint, so from a terminology, the adjustments won't be big from a terminology standpoint. And Obi, we still have a lot of flexibility with Obi as well, being able to play. So we'll be in fine shape. I have no concerns from that.
What challenges does it present bringing in six new guys after, you know, when you do the waiver claims? And then can you talk about the thought process between getting rid of a guy like Kellen Davis, who you had through all the camp as a veteran, and then bringing in two guys that haven't played in the league at that spot?
Yeah, you know, I think that first of all, we have a core group here of guys, and, you know, that core group is the group that we're going to lean on, you know, to win the game the most. And we added some new guys. We'll get those guys up to speed and have to get those guys ready to play in a short amount of time, and our coaches will do a great job with that. I have no problems with that at all. And it gave us an opportunity to look at some other guys and that our scouts had pinpointed as potential guys to help us. And so we'll get ready to play, and we'll have them ready to play by Sunday.
Will Mingo play Sunday?
We'll wait and see this week.
So how much do you have to adjust your game plan at all without having to adjust work?
You know, I don't see us having to do that. I think we've basically built this in throughout the course of our preparation, of knowing that Josh wasn't going to be here for the first couple games. So I think we're in fine shape there.
You mentioned Mike Wallace in your open. How does he change their offense, and what kind of stress does he put on your corners and safeties?
Well, he has rare speed, and he can run by and get behind guys. And it's amazing how he can do that. So he is always a big play threat out there. And, he's everybody knows about his speed, but he can run routes as well and catch the ball. He's a real playmaker and a guy that you have to account for.
What makes Gibson and Hartline challenges?
They're really very good football players, good route runners. They're dependable in clutch time. Both of them make plays. So if you are looking too much at Wallace, you know, these two guys can really hurt you. So it's a challenge with all three of them out there.
A lot of times, arthroscopic surgery is like 4 to 6 weeks, whatever. So why did you guys put Hardesty on IR?
Well, just at that particular time with, what we needed from a team and a roster standpoint, felt like that was the best decision.
So when Lee, at some point of the season, would he have been able to play, do you suppose?
It's hard to say. It's hard to say.
Chuck, Bess is the starter then?
Yeah, Bess and Benjamin are both co-starters, and just, you know, they'll play a lot, and we'll rotate those guys quite a bit.
You think, four receivers, is that too thin, or is that a concern at all?
No, we'll be okay. I've done it before, and we can handle that and manage that.
Was Bokete ever in the mix, or how much was he in the mix, and was his brain injury a factor?
I mean, he was in the mix during training camp, and, you know, just felt like there was some things that we weren't satisfied with from kicking standpoint overall, and that we wanted to look elsewhere. And and take a look around. And really, we came to Billy and are satisfied with that.
Is Bademosi now the kick returner?
We'll work both Rainey and Johnson as well, but Bademosi we know can do it, and then also Travis Benjamin can do it, and Buster as well.
Can you explain the decision to put Pinkston on the short-term IR?
Yeah, I think where he was at from his rehab standpoint and healing standpoint, it coincided a little bit more with that designation for the DFR IR, if I have my acronym right. But it just coincided and it just made sense. So he'll be returning, and around that time, you're always looking for guys and need guys, from my experience, up front. And, you know, so it allowed us to have an extra spot at this time right now.
Any surgery for
him? No.
Do you know how close LaValle is coming back?
You know, I think he's still on schedule. He'll be out this week. Okay, we can rule him out, and then we'll just reevaluate him next week.
I've seen Joe Hayden a couple of times just kind of do simulated kick return. Would you ever consider him back there or not?
He's been wanting to do it. Yeah, we'll hold that on that one for the time being.